swimming the English Channel isn't an Olympic sport, but it's actually an association dedicated to that. It was started shortly after this day in history when Gertrude Elder, which is why you know they called her Trudy, was the first woman to swim the English Channel at the Dover Strait, which is about a 21-mile stretch in just over 14 hours. That's over a mile an hour in the ocean.
That's amazing.
That's pretty incredible swimming.
That's some pretty heavy waters there.
I never could figure out swimming.
Arcady did a mile in the ocean in a race when she was in high school. That thought of that just overwhelms me.
So when was that, Romy?
This day in history in 1926. August 6th, 1926.
Gertrude. Trudy.
And a woman was the first one to do that.
No. She was the first
woman
to do it.
Okay.
The first recorded swimming was an Australian man in 1875, and I can't remember his name.
I'd be more interested in the fastest motorized crossing.
That would be the
competition
I'd
like to participate
in. No, this is in the spirit of Olympics. Get it?
You want to know what is impressive, though? The fastest swim across that recorded was just 2 years ago. In under 7 hours.
She did. Her Gertrude.
No. Gertrude died in 03.
I know, but Gertrude. No. Gertrude's was 21. I was going to compare.
Yes.
Here. And then this guy did it in seven.
Seven.
Hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's moving.
That's impressive.
That's moving.
And you imagine you got to stop and drink, right? You can't do 7 hours swimming without getting fresh water and eating something.
Right.
So you've got your pauses in between this.
That's when you do the otter imitation, right? You just swim on your back and you put your little meal on your chest. And,
just
right?
Nibble.
Right? I don't know.
Let the tide take you.
I guess. Hey, speaking of impressive, talk about our lineup the rest of the day. We've got John J. Harper coming at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. We'll be talking landscape and gardening. If you've got a question, you can get on early at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Last week we had mentioned we were going to have a gentleman on about a new wheelbarrow. We had some miscues, and he's in queue. We've already talked to him this morning to come on at 8:20 talking about what's new with the Corona wheelbarrow. And
every time I see a new wheelbarrow, I think, why didn't we think of that? Right?
And every time you see it, like, how many more new ways can we reinvent the wheelbarrow? Because there's so many now. It used to be that standard one leg, two arms forever, and now they've got all these different ergonomical and the three-way tripod, and we'll hear what's new with Coronas as well.
Fantastic. That's an 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, as always, will be our open hour, and that's where we'd like for you to give us a ring with whatever question or dilemma you're trying to solve around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You call. It's always the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348, and let us put our years of experience of remodeling and building homes here in Arizona to work for you. We've built in Wickiup. We've built in Ehrenberg. We've built in Flagstaff, Tucson, Springerville, Nutrioso. We've covered the state, and we can generally help you out with whatever you're trying to tackle right here in Arizona. We are Arizona homeowners' best friend. So that's the 9 o'clock hour. And the 10 o'clock hour at Rosie on the House Remodeling, the second most common request we're getting right now. I'm going to have to disqualify small projects, because we're flooded with those. I mean, we're just absolutely flooded with those. The number one is bathroom remodeling. Absolutely, without a doubt, bathroom remodeling is the number one project we're being asked about more than anything. Small projects is, we get 5 or 6 of those a day, okay? The second most significant remodeling project we're dealing with right now that people are asking about, we're currently working with 4 different clients that are in various phases of analyzing what to do about bringing mom and dad or mom back home. And we're finding that this is a whole new industry. And I'm spending a lot of time going out and meeting people that we aren't even going to do work for, just to get inside their head about what are they using to analyze the information. We're currently working with people right now that, one, I told them, look, we can't build your project as cost effectively as it needs to be done. And they found another solution that we helped coach them to. And they're going to be completing that here in the next couple months. And I've asked them, please, when it's done, I'd like to come back out and take a look at it. And They're ecstatic. The mom is getting ready to come back and move on the property, and it's going to be a beautiful situation. We've got another family. One side of the family, she was recently widowed. She has a home that's free and clear. They have a home they don't want to leave in a neighborhood they really, really love. And it's going to be a second-story addition where the family moves upstairs and she occupies a new grander master suite downstairs. We have another family that we went and met, and I said, you know, what y'all want to do, there is a home builder now building what's called the next-gen home, where the next generation that you're bringing home actually has their own garage entry, their own nice little suite-sized casita attached to your home, next-gen housing. So those are just, and I met just this week, I met another couple. They didn't know if they were going to put in, are we going to convert the three-car garage and put an addition and attach the patio here and make a kind of a wraparound event? They have a giant, ginormous backyard. Or do we build a completely separate detached casita over here on the other side of the swimming pool? So bringing mom and or dad home is the second most common requested project at Rosie on the House Remodeling right now. It's going to be a huge industry the next 20 years.
And I like that because it keeps the city from growing out to us. Just, you know, keep building on your population in town and leave,
well, I like
leave
it
the outskirts
it keeps the family
the outskirts.
Home. There's so much to gain from grandma and grandpa.
Amen.
And then just to wrap up here, because inquiring minds like me will surely follow up. So is Matthew, Captain Matthew Webb, I'm going to definitely say he was an Englishman, was the first one to swim the channel. And that was on August 25th, Rosie's birthday. It was just a long time before, 1875. It's the Australian that holds the current record, Trent Grimsley, done in September, 6 hours and 55 minutes.
Wow.